Hey, Channel 9, welcome to the first edition of Developer Diaries. So this is a new series where we're going to be tracking the progress of one developer, Mangesh, as he gives his application called Meal Nirvana a full makeover. Now, our design team is helping him with some UX and UI tweaks to make his less than stellar application become the stunning Metro app that it was meant to be. The final product of this makeover and the steps to get there will all be documented in a new series on Channel 9 called Amp Up Your Apps. Make sure to tune in for that. But in the meantime, get to know Mangesh and follow along week after week as we track his application makeover progress. Enjoy.
If you're to develop any app on Windows Phone, you need Microsoft SDK, Silverlight, C#, Visual Studio, .NET Framework stuff. And I think Microsoft has pretty good support for if you have any question, not just because I'm a Microsoft employee and I get quick responses, but if you post anything on create.msdn.com, you get a response pretty quickly, maybe in 48 hours probably. And that's what amazed me, and I love C# programming, so that's kind of boosts me in developing Windows Phone apps. And if you see the competitors like Android and iOS, they have lots of app on their marketplace, and Windows Phone is comparatively new, and the fact that we have less apps boosts me to develop more and more apps for Windows Phone. My app's name is Meal Nirvana, and I have a lot of images in the app. And I'm not a UX engineer, but a developer. So editing the images, so let's say I want to get something in the foreground, and the background has to be marked dark or transparent or opaque stuff. In that, I had a challenge of how to do that, because I had to research on some of the tools in order to edit the images, so that was something challenging. I'm using Yelp APIs, so I had to get Yelp's approval for this app, because their APIs are free, and by default they have 100 hits per day. 100 hits per day are allowed, and in order to get more, allow more hits, you have to demo them your app, and if they see the potential, then they allow to for more than 100 hits. So then I had to demo them twice in order to get their approval for 10,000 hits. So now I have 10,000 hits per day and approved 10,000 hits per day. So we had this internal competition where I submitted the app, and Arturo picked up my app, and he's the UX expert, so he wanted some of the changes in the app in order to get better look and feel, because it's the UX that sells the app most. So Arturo came up with some of the design changes, and we had a weekly call or maybe bi-weekly calls where we were screen sharing, and he suggested to change some of the designs where I had some of the splash screens, and they were rolling here and there. And then he said, no, that's not the right thing. Probably we should make it a little bit easier so that it attracts a lot of people. And then we removed some of the smileys. Instead of that, we had a standard people control and stuff. So he came up with a lot of redesigning of the app. So if you see the new design, it's completely a revamp of my existing app. So in terms of UI, he suggested a lot of changes. So my app was selected in some internal competition where Arturo picked up the app, and he's the UX expert who redesigns the app. And he came up with a whole bunch of suggestions on how I could be consistent over the app design, the fonts, the color combination, the themes that I was using. They should be, so Windows Phone has specific themes and color combinations and the fonts that should be consistent and standard. So he gave me the list of how it should be. So we changed a whole bunch of things there. We changed some smileys to some standard controls. He changed some graphs, which would be the next part of SDK. So I have to implement those graphs. So those graphs are new, completely new. They were not in my previous app. So yeah, those are the things that he suggested to be changed. From the redesign that Arturo gave me, change in the font, change in the color combinations, buttons, images, the smiley button stuff is kind of easy to implement because he has given me the red lines, so which I can use and integrate in my version 2.0. So that's easy to implement. So from the design that Arturo gave me, some of the challenging parts or the difficulties that I am facing is he has added some of the new database schemas. So in 7.0 version, we didn't have SQLite support with the SDK of 7.0. And so I'm learning the new SDK, which has the SQLite support. So I'm working on changing the database schema, which redesign. So it needs a lot of redesign of the database schema. So that's going to be a challenging part, which is going to be time consuming because the way I have is I have a database layer, business logic layer, and the UI layer. So I'll have to change the business logic layer as well in order to adhere the database changes. So far, so the way I have written the app is I have three layers. One is the data access layer, business logic layer, and the UI layer. The redesign needs a lot of database changes, whereas in version 7.0, I had a file-based database. So I was just reading and writing into an XML file. Now that we have a lot of changes which requires database tuning for the performance, I'm moving to SQLite on Windows Phone. And so far, I have come up with a database design, and I'm now the next step is business logic layer. So far, I have completed the database design that was required for the new version. I need help with integrating some of the graph controls into the code behind, because those controls, I'm still not getting those controls online or in the current SDK, because it's not the regular bar chart, but it's a little bit different bar chart. So that is something which I'll need help from Arturo, which I'm communicating with him that on how to fix that thing and integrate that into the code design, as well as coding, because there's going to be a lot of code that requires redesign. So time is a constraint, so I need some help there, but if not, then I'll do it myself. There's a lot of redesign that's required for this, and I'm working on that, and Arturo is helping me out in front of UX, and I've started with the database schema and business logic layer. So I really want to get this thing done as soon as possible and get the app rolling onto the marketplace, because we have 60,000 some odd, 60,524 some apps, and I want to update my version 2.0 onto marketplace so that users can use it, because I'm seeing a spike into the flurry analysis where I'm seeing that people are using my app, and there are more and more apps coming onto the marketplace, so I want to publish this as soon as possible.
All right, everybody, Mangesh, the Windows Phone team, and Channel 9 all welcome your feedback. So please comment with suggestions and tune in next time to see the progress Mangesh has made with his Mil Nirvana application. Thanks for watching.